Welcome back to BU in the Morning on WTBU, the beat of Boston University, broadcasting 89.3 FM, 640 AM, online at WTBUradio.org. And of course, give us a call at 617-353-6400. But right now we're going to hear a couple songs from Adam Payne. Adam, thanks again for coming in. It was great talking to you. And I'm excited to hear these songs. What do you got for us first up?
Sure. I'll do a song that's off my first album. It's called Sally. And it's about a girl named Sally.
Cool. Still with Sally, or?
Oh no, she's
fictional.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah, fortunately. But
okay.
Maybe a meta-analysis of some other women.
Okay. Fair enough. Cool. Fair enough.
Cool. Sally won't settle on anything she thinks, but she won't see what she won't see does. Sally won't leave alone anything she'll sink right through and ruin just because. Sally won't leave alone anything she'll think, but she won't see what she won't see does. Sally won't leave alone anything she'll sink right through and ruin just because. Love them, believe them, but cheat and deceive them. Never holding on too long, she's strong enough to eat them. Hit it and quit it when she done, she'll leave a divot. It's too many fists in the sea for her to want to be tied down. Tied down. Sally won't settle on anything she wants, she gets, and if she don't, she'll take it. Won't leave alone anything, so don't you forget, no matter what you make it. Settle on anything she wants, she gets, if she don't, she'll take it. Leave alone anything, so don't you forget, no matter what you make it. So bump you, grind you, then duck out. How to escape from all the feelings that are sore enough to find you. And you'll long for her touch, and start thinking too much. Try to understand why she would never want to be tied down. Ooh. Tied down.
Very cool, man. That was great, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Wow, I loved it.
Thanks,
that was awesome, awesome. That was Sally.
Sally.
Okay,
yep.
Cool. Very awesome. Cool. And when did you? You said that was an older song. You created that a long time ago.
Yeah, that was actually off my my first album called Just Me. It was just like just me and a guitar.
Right?
Very self-explanatory.
Right.
But yeah, so it was that 2006, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So,
very cool.
So yeah, it was good.
Yeah. What do you got for us next?
Sure. This is a song actually off the Quelling album,
okay,
as well as the latest 2 Adam 12 album, and it's called Over and On Again.
Okay, cool.
Awesome, cool. Over and on again, we're over and through, we're over and on again, more than we knew. I'm losing my mind again, losing strong. Again, where it belongs. But it set is back when you say that you wanna be with me. When you say we're more than friends, back when you say that you wanna be with me. When you say it's over and on again, when you say that you wanna be with me. When you say we're more than friends, back when you say that you wanna be with me. We're over it on again. What couldn't we tell? No. We're over it on again. We go through hell. But should we be brave? Should we resent? Should I long to be yours again? Yeah. Yours till the end, till the end, till the end. What I said is back when you say that you wanna be with me. When you say we're more than friends, back when you say that you wanna be with me. When you say it's over and on again, when you say that you wanna be with me. When you say we're more than friends, back when you say that you wanna be with me. We're cyclical in nature, and the catalyst is yours. 'Cause I would wager that we're anything but through. Anything but through. We're over.
Awesome, man. It's great. It's funny because I heard that song and a few others on the computer, but seeing it live is it's awesome.
Oh,
hearing
thanks,
it live,
man.
Yeah, so
thanks a lot.
If people can come out to this the Capiz Lounge on November 3rd, it's definitely better live.
I appreciate
it. I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
Thanks.
So what was that about?
That's a you know, classic like love song, you know, relationships that are kind of go, but they stop for some reason, you know, we take a break, that type of thing. So over and on really symbolizes like we're back on as a relationship, we're now we're over, but we'll probably be back soon.
Right.
So kind of that loop that a lot of us put ourselves in
right.
when we're young, you know,
yeah,
young
cool.
love.
Exactly, yeah. Happens. And it's interesting to hear that song played versus Sally, because I feel like they're totally different. Like I hear similarities, but
yeah.
at the same time, it's totally different type of sound as well.
Oh, no, I appreciate
yeah.
that. Yeah, I try to change it up.
Yeah.
Try to, you know, challenge myself to do different stuff, like different styles
right.
and that type of stuff. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
But thanks, man.
Do you have one more for
yeah,
us?
Yeah, sure. I can play one more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Appreciate it. Thanks again for having
no,
me.
No, yeah, this is great. I could sit here all day.
yeah, so this one is called, this is actually a single that I did. It's called Chiclets in My Pocket. So it's about, again, very self-explanatory titles. But yeah, it's something that I do. So and it's about that.
Cool.
So, cool. Ain't no better time to rock it. I got chiclets in my pocket. Why would you even wanna knock it? I love them chiclets in my pocket. If you's a hater, we'll just stop it. I love them chiclets in my pocket. With chiclets in my pocket. Started off chewing on Wrigley's. Over time, it became real sticky. Fat pack in my jeans, and yo was weighing me down. Switch it up with the hard shell real quick. No matter the brand, I call them all chiclets. No sticks, just chicks, get them all over town. So I pop off two or three, slide them in my pants so it's there when I need it. No time for rappers, so please, got some chiclets in my pocket. This you want some didn't think so, baby, rock it. I love them chiclets in my pocket. How did you even wanna knock it? I love them chiclets in my pocket. If you's a hater, we'll just stop it. I love them chiclets in my pocket. Chiclets in my pocket. Now you might be put off because it simply seems unsanitary. Too deep in my pocket, thought of chewing it is kinda scary. Legendary, play you right where I want you to be. But do I have gum? Yes, I do. But that don't mean I'm gonna give it to you, because it's my shine, my grind, and it's only for me. Hey, so I pop off two or three, slide them in my pants so it's there when I need it. No time for rappers, so please, got some chiclets in my pocket. This you want some dick and take some baby rocket. Hey, I got some chiclets in my pocket. Why would you even wanna knock it? I love them chiclets in my pocket. If you's a hater, we'll just stop it. I love them chiclets in my pocket. With chiclets in my pocket. Well, I'm fitted so fresh, so clean. Peppermint chicks and a new pair of jeans in my right pocket. Where the button go? Two chicks sit, smile if you wanna know. The answer's no, but I'ma put it on you like a sneeze to a cup kicker. A choo-chooing rhymes for your mind to see. I'm on the mic, AdamPayne.biz. There ain't no better time, 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 there ain't no better time. If you's a hater, well, just stop it. I love them chiclets in my pocket. With chiclets in my pocket.
Awesome. That was great. I really like that one.
Thanks.
That was very cool.
Thanks a lot.
How did you come up with that one? Yeah. Is that really the... How it happened?
Yeah, so ever since I was young, I've had gum on me. I don't know why. I mean, but, you know, I used to carry it in my sock and stuff. So it's evolved over the years.
Right.
So as a young man now, I carry hard shell chiclets in my pocket always, just in case I need one.
Yeah.
You never know.
I know. It's always good to... have fresh breath. That was an awesome song, man.
So, thanks a lot, man. So yeah, if people want to check me out, they can check me out at adampayne.biz. That's AdamPayne.biz. Twitter is just AdamPayne1. And Facebook is accessible through my website as well.
Cool. So. Hey, Adam, I really appreciate you coming in. And,
absolutely.
Once again, Sunday, November 3rd at the Capiz Lounge at the Renaissance. Near the Boston waterfront at 6 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Check them out. It should be great.
Awesome.
And thanks again. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.